Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25. The title of the chapter is The Characteristics of King Puranjana, text number 43. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा माह्यं ददाति स्वापतान्तिकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी नारद उवाच इति तौ दाम्पती तत्र सौमुद्य सम्यम् मितः तां प्रविश्य पुरीं राजन् धते सतम समाह नारद उवाच इति तौ दम्पती तत्र इति तौ दम्पती तत्र समुद्य समयामिता समुद्य समयामिता तां प्रविश्य पुरीं राजन् मुमुधाते शतं समा नारद उवाच इति तौ दम्पती तत्र समुद्य समयामिता तां प्रविश्य पुरीं राजन् मुमुधाते शतं समा नारद उवाच इति तौ दम्पती तत्र समुद्य समयमिता तां प्रविश्य पुरीं राजन् भूधाते शतम समाः।
नारद उवाच, द ग्रेट सेज नारद स्पोक इति दस थौ दे दंपति हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ तत्र देर समुद्य बीइंग इक्वली एंथुसियास्टिक संयमम एक्सेप्टिंग वन अनदर मिदह म्यूचुअली थाम इन दैट प्लेस प्रविश्य एंटरिंग पुरीम इन दैट सिटी राजन ओ किंग उमुधाते दे एंजॉयड लाइफ सतम 100 समाह इयर्स। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The great sage Narada continued, my dear king, those two, the men and the woman, supporting one another through mutual understanding, entered the city and enjoyed life for 100 years. Translation responsibly, please. The great sage Narada continued, my dear king, those two, the man and the woman, supporting one another through mutual understanding, entered that city and enjoyed life for 100 years. Per quote by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. 100 years is significant in this connection because every human being is given the concession to live up to 100 years. The span of life is different on different planets according to the planet's distance from the sun. In other words, 100 years on this planet is different from 100 years on another planet. Lord Brahma lives for 100 years according to the time on the Brahmaloka planet. But one day of Brahma is equal to millions of years on this planet. Similarly, the days on the heavenly planets are equal to 6 months on this planet. On every planet, however, the span of life for a human being is roughly 100 years. According to the lifespan on different planets, the standards of living also differ. So Narada Muni is continuing the discussion, the allegorical story which he is narrating to King Prachinibhatisha. King Prachinibhatisha is performing a lot of karmakanda sacrifices. Narada Muni wants to impress upon him so that he can come to the senses. So he tried to give some knowledge, and then he wants to give an allegorical story by which he wants to illustrate the position of the living entity. So in this connection, here Srila Prabhupada explains, and Narada Muni continues here, my dear king, those two, the man and the woman, supporting one another through mutual understanding, entered that city and enjoyed life for 100 years. So this 100 years, Srila Prabhupada explains here, is significant in this connection because every human being is given the concession to live up to 100 years. So we have been given this human form of life. There is a purpose behind the human form of life because we could have happily enjoyed our life in Goloka or Vaikuntha or wherever in the spiritual world, we could have enjoyed life in union with Krishna. But there is a but there, because unfortunately the free will we used or we misused the free will, and then we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. This is the problem. This is the root cause of the problem. The companies, wherever you go, any problem happens, they want to get to the root cause of the problem. They don't want to stop just a problem. The problem has happened, that's fine. But we want to get to the root cause of the problem and analyze that. There is a root cause analysis. They keep on analyzing for ages, like what is the root cause, what is the root cause. And they want to avoid this problem. So for us also, we need to know the root cause of the problem, why we came to this material world. We came to this material world because of the unceremonious desire of enjoying separately from Krishna. This is the problem we came to this material world. So we have to always remember that in mind, because this is the problem which brought us into this material world. And Lord is very merciful. Yes, even though we had this unceremonious desire of enjoying separately from the Lord, He is very kind and He is also showing a way for us to how to come out of this also, how to extricate ourselves from the mess. This is a mess actually. It's a mess of me. Because how to come out of this mess, He gives a formula also. Because He is the fatherly affection, Mamai Vamso, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We have a very, very close relationship with Krishna. So Krishna does not tolerate the living entity suffer in this material world. That is why He is very concerned. Not only concerned, and He is also accompanying the living entity in all walks of life. In any species, any living entity, Lord Krishna is present as Paramatma. So as a Paramatma, He is present and He is just thinking, one day this fellow will wake up and one day he will turn my face towards Krishna. He is waiting. One day this fellow will, even though he is in slumber, one day he will wake up. This is his Lord's expectation. Lord is thinking that one day this fellow is going to wake up and then he is going to look at me, seeking some guidance, and then I will give him the knowledge. So Lord is waiting. Like Srila Prabhupada says, in the two trees, the birds in the two trees. So this is like the one bird is eating the fruit of the tree, the other bird is just like a watching. Anumanta Padrashta. Padrashta Anumantascha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. So Krishna is watching. Krishna is seeing all the living entities. And then he is trying to give knowledge, he is trying to give this, he personally comes and he performs this wonderful pastime so that the living entity can be attracted. Once the attraction for the living entity towards the Lord happens, then half the problem is solved. Because now the half problem is our living entity is attracted to something else actually, because of the material world, it's so much of the glare of material energy, the living entity is attracted to so many things. But the Lord is coming and performing this pastime so that the living entity can be attracted. So that is why all this, the scriptures are there, the Vedas are there, Puranas are there, Bhagavad Gita is there, Mahabharata, Ramayana, all these things are there to set the living entity in the right direction so that the living entity can finish his business and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the main purpose. Any purpose behind this, beyond this purpose, is a useless waste of time. That is Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharma Swamastita Pumsa Vishwaksena Katasya Na Utpatayate Yati Ratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Shrama Evahi Kevalam. All these big nations, big economics, big all this arrangement, everything is a useless labor if it does not invoke an attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the problem, because this Bhagavatam sometimes is very heavy. Sometimes he says, oh, I am a big person, I am a big diplomat, I am doing all these relationships, this and that. Is this Shrama Evahi Kevalam? Yes, it is Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Why? Because it does not invoke an attraction towards the Supreme Personality of God. The whole life is meant for that only. The whole life. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Jivasya. This having taken this human form of life, what is the purpose? How to re-establish our relationship with the Supreme Lord and go back to that place where there is no more death, no more birth, no more disease, no more old age. This is the purpose. That is what the whole purpose is. If you want to have any other purpose, that purpose will be defeated. I want to become a doctor, I want to become an engineer, I want to become leader. All these things is waste, unless otherwise the underlying, the common denominator should be, we have to become the devotee of the Lord and engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So to this connection, the Supreme Lord has given a system. So everything needs a system. So that is why the Varnasrama system is given, where the living entity can have whatever the desires has, the desires can be fulfilled in a legitimate way. The desires can be fulfilled in a legitimate way. Yeah, that is why the Varnashrama Dharma is given, you're living in it, it takes birth, and after that first 25 years, it goes into the Gurukula. Gurukula are in the study, like in the modern day, there is no Gurukula, there is some Gurukula there, but a study. After the 25 years of study or the education, the living entity has a choice whether the living entity wants to remain a Naishtika Brahmachari or remain celibate or want to get into this Grahastha life, married life. Okay, so opportunity is given. So not that everybody should become, but the general tendency is everybody becomes Grahastha. And then, not only the Grahastha does not mean that the remaining life, whole life is Grahastha. That is also not recommended. So 25 years the person practices in the Grahastha ashram. Then naturally he develops a little bit of renunciation. If somebody is Grahastha, begetting children, educating them, giving them, then naturally the renunciation will come actually. If the renunciation does not come, then that person is a little bit out of order actually. Because this is a problem, like looking after 2-3 children and looking after their education. This is the Lord has made this arrangement in such a way, people have to get renunciation. This is the whole purpose. Somebody says the material world is frustrating. Actually, it should be frustrating only. Because the material world, the nature of the material world should be frustrating. Because if it is an impetus for us to go back to home, back to God. Because the material world is frustrating. People are not getting frustrated. People get adjusted, little bit of adjustment here, little bit of this, little bit of this. They try to adjust to this environment so that they can continue their journey here. But that is not possible. Lord Krishna, having created the material world, has given the certification saying that Dukkalayam Asaswatam. Somebody says it's a Dukkalayam. Okay, no problem. It is Dukkalayam. I will adjust it. Adjust it. But no, you can adjust, but it will finish also. You can't stay here. There is no permanent situation here. So, it may seem very pessimistic, very pessimistic type of attitude. People sometimes, they blame the devotee. Your outcome, your outlook in life is very pessimistic. You are always a very pessimistic way of life. Yeah, but what can you do? Because this is a fact. The fact is like that only. Now, whether you like it or you don't like it, it goes. It goes like that. Time goes like that, and then there is no. So the intelligent person takes these instructions, like here Narada Muni is giving this instruction, like how the human form of life has to be conducted in such a way that we can fulfill the desires also, and the end of the life we can execute the whatever the purpose of life, that is also executed. So that is a very important thing. So we don't want to just waste time like living 100 years and then same activities, eating, mating, sleeping, defending, and then passing away. What is the use? Then again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatareshayam. Again, take birth in the womb of the mother and then continue the journey. So what is the big fun actually? Like if somebody says, go upstairs, downstairs. If you do 4 times, there will be fun there. People, children will be doing. And then 5th time, why should I do that? Keep on doing again and again, going up, going down, up and down, up and down, up and down. So then they get frustrated. The same way, the same activities we have been doing for yonks, not 1 or 2 births, many, many births, many, many lifetimes we have been doing that, and we are not getting frustrated. Every time we are thinking that this is the first time we are doing. We are seeing like so many times people get married and then they think, oh, this is, already millions of people are married, millions of children are born and millions of this thing happened. And then thinking, when we are getting married, no, we have a different plan. Our plan is made is in heaven. Our things are made in heaven. What is in heaven? Everything, the same activity has continued. Unless otherwise you find this particular way, purpose of life is to realize God, then everything is waste only. So that is why the Varnashrama system Lord has given, and this is like, what is the purpose of Varnashrama Dharma? It is not just like a categorization. We have to worship Lord Vishnu. Atapumbir Dujasreshta Varnashrama Vibhagasa Sthanusthitasya Dharmasya Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. So the Varnashrama Dharma, by following the Varnashrama Dharma, we have to please Lord Hari. When we go back home, back to God, nobody is going to ask you whether you are a brahmachari, whether you are a grahastha, or a vanaprastha, or a sannyasi, or a brahmana, or a kshatriya, or a vaishya, or a sudra. Nobody is going to ask. Have you developed a little bit of attraction towards the Supreme Lord, Vasudev? Have you developed? Then come in. Otherwise, wait outside. Because this is the question. The question which is going to be asked is, have we developed any attraction towards your dharma or your dana? Whatever your activities you perform, have you developed it? That's it. If we had not developed, then no, it's not possible. So this is what the purpose is. The purpose of Varnashrama Dharma is this only. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains, 100 years is significant in this connection because every human being is given the concession to live up to 100 years. There is a concession given. Because the reason is, you know, like we have the desire. The desire is there. The desire to enjoy. That is it. So, it's interesting. I was reading this Rishabhadev's instructions. Rishabhadev is instructing all the 100 sons headed by Bharat Maharaj. He says, very nice, how the whole thing is arranged. He says in the nice sloka, this is an often quoted sloka by Srila Prabhupada, Pumsastriya mituni bhavam etam tayor mito hrutaya grantim ahu ato grihakshetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So it nicely explains how the whole thing works, the mechanics of the whole the man and woman. So it's explained here, the translation Srila Prabhupada says, the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. The basic principle of material existence is attraction between male and female. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusion and thinks in terms of I and mine. So this is a typical, like a last few days sloka, if you see, the man is speaking all these words and then woman is saying, oh, you are here to protect me. All these things we can see, all these things is all like a kind of illusion. All illusion, because it's not like because this is sometimes when you love is there, practically you become blind actually. You don't know what is happening. Sometimes you utter something and then that becomes like a practically, it doesn't mean. They don't really mean that I love you eternally. After that few minutes there is a big fight actually. What is this eternal business? And then there is a big fight actually. So all these things we have to take with a bag of salt, not pinch of salt actually. Whatever this, when you say you have here my protector, actually Lord is the protector. Because sometimes this, because of the misconception, thinking that this person is going to protect me or that person is going to give enjoyment for me, because of this we get into the misconception and we imagine so many things. So this is not going to happen. So, it's like this 100 years, because we have seen also, sometimes the people think this, we keep on, this one philosophy, you keep on engaging in sense gratification, you will become frustrated. This is another, people sometimes think like that. But it doesn't work like that. We have the example when this, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is Yayati, the king Yayati. King Ayati got this, he was completely overindulging in sense gratification. And so much so, he went and begged from his son, please, because he got a curse from Sukracharya that you completely become invalid. So then, out of his kindness, he gave a formula, if somebody can take away your old age, and then you can continue to enjoy. So that one of the, all the four, he had five sons, the four sons refused, no, I'm not going to give you this. we want to enjoy life, I want to. So one person, the last son, so he was very compassionate to his father. Okay, I will give my old age, you take it. And then this person, this King Yayati, he tried to enjoy life like anything. And after enjoying for thousands of years, he came to the conclusion it is futile. Thousands of years, according to the descriptions of all the heavenly planets he enjoyed, and then finally he came to the conclusion this is futile. So this, sometimes we have to learn lessons. There is three kinds of intelligence there. One kind of intelligence is you just see other mistake, from there only you learn. This is one kind of learning, one kind of knowledge. So other thing is, you commit the mistake and then make one mistake and then learn. Okay, no, should never do that. That is one thing. The third kind of knowledge is, you have seen that, you have done that, and you continue that also. This is another biggest mistake. So that way, Shastra says, sadhus are saying,
this is so what is this thing? So we have to understand. Yes, but same time we don't deny this. We don't deny. Okay, there is a desire there. Desire is there. But you don't continuously indulge or overindulge in any sense gratification. It is not going to give you happiness. It's like a pouring ghee into the fire. It is going to keep on increasing the flame only. It's not going to decrease it. The same way, this is not going to continue. This is not going to stop the whole desire. Actually, once Maharaj Akbar, he wanted to ask a question. He was under the impression also, same philosophy. Once you become old, automatically become frustrated. So then he asked his minister, I want to know when this the desire, that the sense gratification, the sex desire, when that will stop. So he was thinking under the impression that he will tell maybe 40 years or 50 years, something he will say. And the Birbal, that minister, he said, until the last minute of death it will be there. So Akbar was surprised. Hey, is it like that? Yeah, then it is like that only. So then he said, prove it. So Akbar said, Birbal said, yeah, I will prove it. So then one day it happened, like Birbal told Maharaj, please now you come. There's one man, he is in the hospital. Please, you come, and when you are coming, we will bring your daughter also. So then Akbar came, and Akbar came with a young daughter. So when this, he was like the man in the dying deathbed, he was introduced, this Maharaj, big emperor, Akbar is coming, and all this introduction. So as soon as they entered, then before only he told Birbal, now you look at the eyes of the person. He is big Akbar, emperor is coming, and that fellow didn't even bother to look. He is looking at the girl. He is just about to die. But even that is why it is there, this desire for sense gratification, it is there in the heart always. But only thing is, by cultivating devotion, this by having a higher engagement, then only we can give it up. Otherwise it is not possible, not through any mechanical process. That's why Bhagavad Gita says, Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehinaha Rasavarjam Rasobhyascha Param Drishtva Nivartate. When you have experienced a higher desire, then we are able to give lower desire. Srila Prabhupada tells in many, many places, in the higher planetary system, there is so much beautiful woman, so much of opportunity for enjoyment, but still, because they have developed a higher desire, then they don't go into the fall prey to this inferior desire. So this is like so that is what we have to develop, actually, the whole human form of life. We have to develop a higher desire so that this base desires can be given up. Actually. So Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, Lord Brahma lives for 100 years according to the time on the Brahma Loka planet. Because the 100 years is like 100 years of mosquito, or 100 years of a human being, 100 years of Lord Brahma, they are all different actually. Not that everything is same. So like in Brahma's 100 years means this 1000 yuga cycle. 1000 yuga cycle put together, that becomes one day of Brahma. So like that, Brahma lives such many years, but that also, even that life also will come to an end. So then he says, this is like in the heavenly planets, the 6 months, 6 months here is one day for them. So the days are different. So the calculations are different. So we have to understand, even though how long we live doesn't matter. Like this is like if you go to the higher planetary system, people we used to live for many, many years actually. Even now, like when the Kumbh Mela happens, Kumbh Mela happens in Allahabad, so there are a lot of people come. Lot of yogis and siddhis, all these people come. Some people are like 200 years old, 300, they all live also. They live because they know the process, and we don't know the process, and they know the process, and they continue to live. But our question is, our proposal is, what is the point in living hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years? And if you use your life in Krishna consciousness, if you use your life in the serving the Lord, then there is a meaning to life. Otherwise, just living, like there is one banyan tree in, Srila Prabhupada refers to the banyan tree in Calcutta. It's there 1000 years old, 2000 years old. What is the point? So, at least same way, the human form of life, it's not just important like how long we live and what do we do it. What do we do? How do we cultivate our life? How do we mold our life in such a way so we can complete our business and we can help others also and we can go back home, back to God. That should be the motto. And also, Srila Prabhupada says here, On every planet, however, the span of life for a human being is roughly 100 years. According to the lifespan on different planets, the standards of living also are different. So the standards of living, even in the material world we can see. Somebody comes from a village, comes to America or Australia, oh, this is like a heaven, we have come to the heaven. Every motor car, this one is happening, that one is happening. So they will be astonished, no? This is so much there. But the thing is, if you are so much astonished by seeing this, you go up little bit. You go a little bit more. We are in the Bohr Loka. You go to the Bohr Loka, Suvar Loka. You go to the higher planetary system where people have so much beauty, so much strength, so much the energy. Everything is there. And they do a lot of siddhis also. They have so much mystic potencies are there. People are there in that also. But even if you go there also, then still you have to complete your life. Abhrahma bhavana loka punaravartino arjuna maam upetya utu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. So that even you go up to brahma loka, even you go higher up also, the standards of living is very, very high and very, very sophisticated. Because sometimes we think it's a very sophisticated life here. But what is this sophistication? But you look at the higher planetary systems, they don't have this problem. They don't have, we have petrol, we don't have any problem, this thing. We can't do anything. But they are just traveling the space without any problem. They can travel. All these things are there. And we think we have made the tremendous advancement. They have made tremendous advancement even before that. Like when there is in the Mahabharata, there is a Brahmastra. Now we talk so much about the weapons and there's so much this thing, no? Like buying weapons and this is big trading is happening. So the Brahmastra weapon, there is a great way. Because Brahmastra weapon, you can put the Brahmastra weapon and it will go and it will affect only the particular person only. Nowadays you put one bomb there, everybody is finished. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, everything is finished. It's not like that. Because you want to target somebody, you can target only that one. So that type of technology, where is our technology? We are talking so much, bragging about technology. But where is the technology? Because this is like a possible. Because that is, they did in a particular way, the others they did in a different way. So the rishis, they had the power. Still they had so much power. The control was there. They can just give someone curse, they can completely burn the whole thing. They had the power, they had the potency was there. Because of the practicing so much of austerities, they got the power. But the problem is, the practicing the power, this thing, it's not to misuse this. This is the problem. Because it's like you have so much power. We also see, you know, like Vishwamitra, he had so much power. And once you curse somebody, once you use this, then your quota is finished. Then again you come back. Then again you have to chine punye matyalogam vishanti. Then again you have to come back and you have to perform activities. And then you have to increase your credit. You have to put money into your credit card. Same thing. So instead of doing this activity, intelligent person, that is what the Narada Muni is going to impress upon Prachini Barhishat or the king by telling this story. You are wasting time by performing all this karmakandi activity. Instead, if you engage in pure devotional service, it completely uproots the desire of sense gratification. Sense gratification, that is the bhakti is so potent that is completely clears the whole thing. That means even the desire for sense gratification is also nullified. So that makes your whole activity, whole life becomes completely spiritual. So this is a problem. Our problem is why we come back to the material world? There is a little bit of hankering, a little bit of desire there. Because of the desire, then we have to come back. So, because once you have the desire, then iccha dvesha samudaya. So this whole cycle continues. So we have to be performing pure devotional service, anya bilashita sunyam. That way we don't have to have even slightest desire, material desire, not spiritual desire, material desire. Then if you don't have any desire, then we, even if you have a minute desire, oh, let me check it out here. That means again, another 100 lives will start like that. So that is why we have to start this practice of living our life without creating further bondage. Further bondage. That is why the Srila Prabhupada calls this art of doing work. Actually, the art of doing work in such a way that we have to do the work here in the material world, not to get entangled. Sometimes, you know, you are here. The lotus leaf. Lotus leaf is in the water all the time, in the water. But the water does not stay on the lotus leaf. Same way, we have to live in this material world, there is no doubt about that. Yes, we have taken the body, we don't want to jump out of the window and finish our life. We want to live here, we have to enjoy life. But there is a prescribed way, there is a method, there is a system where we can follow. That is what the Varnasrama Dharma, where Narada Muni is impressing upon the King Prachini Barhishar, saying that, okay, this is the way you live, then you don't get entangled. But the way he is living now, it is going to entangle him. So he is going to give a whole story, and then finally he is going to say, you are the same Puranjana. He is going to tell you are the Puranjana, and then he is going to wake him up from the slumber, and then he is going to give him this Sadbuddhi. So this is the role of Acharya. The Acharya is like a Lord Krishna wants the living entity back home, back to Godhead. So to do the same thing, the Acharya or the spiritual master also takes the role. Or, oh, this is my Lord's activity, so let me help, let me also contribute. So then the devotee also does the work for the Lord. So that is why Krishna is very, very favorable, very, very favorable to the devotee who takes the time and effort to distribute this knowledge. Yayitam paramam guhyam mat bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. Krishna, Krishna is so pleased with the devotee, you are trying to help the fellow living being to come back to the spiritual world. He gives the bhakti, he gives this knowledge so that the person can come back to the spiritual world. So that is, he becomes very, very dear to Krishna. Now we have a situation where we are, next few weeks we are going to get into Srila Prabhupada Marathon. So where we have an opportunity where we can try to give this knowledge. This knowledge we can give, and then everybody will be benefited. Because it's like, actually the person who is giving, he will be benefited also. It's not only the person who is, the other person, receiving person. Because by giving also, your understanding increases. And Krishna is very, very favorably disposed towards you. Because you are taking an effort, you are doing an extra mile to do something. So that way Krishna is very, very happy. And so that means if Krishna becomes happy with you, then your journey back home, back to God, it is guaranteed. You don't have to worry about anything. So that is why this all opportunity, now we finished Damodarma, one set of credits, spiritual credits we accumulated. Same with another set of credits will come. Now the marathon is starting, Srila Prabhupada Marathon is starting, where we can engage different services. See, this is the thing, sometimes you may be directly doing service, sometimes indirectly doing service, but everything is significant. Because anything in the service of the Lord becomes significant. Because anything we do for, even if you make one small here to there, Lord sees, oh, you are trying to do something for me, in my service, in helping the bringing people to the spiritual day, then Lord also becomes very, very satisfied. So that way, we always have some opportunity to render some service to the Lord and please Him like that. So, I'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Just a small question. Now, you said in Prabhupada makes a point that the living entity lives with the span of 100 years.
Yes.
In their life. And we also find information that at a different age, like for example, you
yes.
live for.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, yes, yeah. It is a living entity, because the 100 years is like 100 years of Brahma, it's mentioned. And also, we hear also, like in Satya Yuga, in each and every yuga, Satya Yuga also, people used to live years, number of years. 60th Valmiki Muni performed the tapasya for 60,000 years and he got Rama Darshan. So because at that time, the age, you know, the longevity, the number of years. So it looks like, again, I'm not, other pundits can correct me, because it looks like there is a age, it's like that 100 years, it's like a Lord Brahma's 100 years. So that whatever that the Valmiki, the Satya Yuga, like a Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, 1000 years, previously 10,000 years, 100,000 years, so like that longevity and this, there is some connection there, which I was also breaking my, I could not find an answer. So we'll find out. because 100 years is like, even when we say Lord Brahma 100 years, when we say 100 years of Brahma is represented. Same way, how that the different Yuga cycle, Kali Yuga 100 years we know, but Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga 1000 years, people used to live for 1000 years, and before that 10,000 years, before that. So like that, so how that variation happens, so I'm not, we'll reserve this question for the some of the pundits, some of the acharyas who are coming.
Yeah, I was thinking like how it works like that, no? Because it's like we say 100 years, but Valmiki Rishi lived 60,000. So maybe there is some correlation there. Which anything else?
It's just a comment.
Yes, brother.
If everything is eternal, time is an illusion.
Yeah, in spiritual world, there is no time, no concept of this time. Material time is not there. There is like all eternal time. So in material world, the time affects actually. But the spiritual world, Vaikuntha or spiritual...
But it's only because we made it up.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yes.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Hmm.
And what's the point of doing the same thing for a year, 365 days... What's more valuable, doing 365 different things in a year or the same thing for 365 days the same?
Yes, I wish people understand that. Because that's a problem, every day getting up and doing the same activity again and again. Puna puna sharvita sarvanana. That's a Srimad Bhagavatam Prahlad Maharaj says. Chewing the chew, no? Like same thing.
It's a mouse on a wheel.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, same thing. And
there's no destination.
Yeah, and they don't get, they keep on doing that and then they think, and you, for them you tell them, now you chant Hare, oh, why chant Hare Krishna? Same thing again and again. You are already doing the 365 days, the same thing again and again you are doing. And you ask them, chant Hare Krishna, why you have to do same thing again and again? They ask the question, why you have to do the same thing again? But what are you doing? Already you are doing the same thing again and again. For the rest of the whole thing you are doing. So, intelligent person, yeah, I have to do same thing again and again. Better same Hare Krishna again and again, I will get liberated. You same material activity again and again, I will become more, getting into the more and more problem actually. So, yeah, this requires a lot of intelligence actually. Because...
In the Bible, it's the same story in Ecclesiastes.
Mm.
Someone who has achieved everything.
Yeah.
So an abundance of everything there possibly is.
Yes.
But in the end, it's all futile, and the only thing that you can possibly have any relief on is the respect and love of God.
Yes, exactly. Actually, that is interesting, because if you go to the bottom of all the religious practices, all the different the proponents, you know, like Jesus Christ, Prophet, no, they have given the message. But the problem is, you know, they wanted what they want to get. That's it. They completely leave the principal message what they have given. They just forget actually. So yeah, if somebody, that is why when Srila Prabhupada went to America, so some of the reporters asked, Swamiji, have you come here to convert everyone to Hinduism? Prabhupada said, no. If you have a concept of God in your religion, you chant the name of that God. You don't have to chant the Krishna's name. No need. If you have a concept of God in your religion, you chant the name of the God whatever given in your religion. So same way, if Christianity also, there is a lot of messages are there, like this wonderful message. Yeah, that's the same thing Srimad Bhagavatam also says. You achieve everything, and if you don't achieve love of Godhead, then it's just Srama Yevaihi Kevalam. Similar thing, if I understand that the purport of the quote from the Bible is same. Yeah, Bhagavatam also same. You achieved everything. That's why Alexander said, Alexander, I have achieved everything, but I have to give up everything and go. I can't take anything with me. I can't take even I have so much wealth, so much of this thing at my disposal. Everything is there, but I have to leave everything and go. This is the situation of a big emperor. No? What to talk of all these people? No? Like, so we can't do. So that is why, yes, but doesn't mean that you have to just go and stand in the street. No, you have to do some activity, and then you perform your activities, and then eventually you will come to the understanding that you are not this body. This is what the basic thing we have to understand. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. My constitutional position, I am servant of the Lord. How can I establish my position so that I can be happy here, and I can, once I finish, I can go back to God. That should be the thing. That is what all these things are arranged. All this arrangement of varna, ashrama, this marriage, life, everything is there. And here, Srila Prabhupada, one thing I noticed very, very important, where Srila Prabhupada says, the one another mutual understanding and supporting. No, this is very important, I think. Supporting and mutual understanding. This is the kind of your foundation for a family life. Mutual understanding has to be there. If mutual understanding and supporting is not there, it becomes very difficult, actually. Very difficult. Because anywhere you go, you need to have mutual understanding. Because whether it's husband and wife or any situation, even the office also, you go, you have to have mutual understanding. If you don't have mutual understanding, you can't do anything, actually.
We have to keep, see, that is why when we keep the whole purpose of life, the objective of this whole family is how to samsiddhi haritoshanam, to please Lord Hari. If you please Lord Hari, and then if that is the common denominator for the whole family, then there is no big disturbance in the family. Because you keep Krishna in the center of the family. That means all the activities which are happening in the house is to please Lord. It's not like my sense gratification or your sense gratification. It's instead of Krishna's pressure, Krishna's pleasure. So that way, that family becomes meaningful. Otherwise, there's always quarrel and some kind of fighting, this and that. But if you understand that we both are servants of Krishna, so the servants have to cooperate. Like that is why, see, like a guru, guru is a servant of Krishna, and then we are servant of guru. And then the wife, she is also cooperating this way. So that becomes like in Prabhupada writes in the 13th chapter, 8th verse in the purport, there is no need to give up this family life. Prabhupada said there is no need to, if in a family, if husband and wife live together and children are engaged nicely in Krishna consciousness, there is no, that itself becomes Vaikuntha. What is the need of giving up the family life? But family life has to be given. If there is no proper support, no proper cooperation, then only that becomes difficult actually. Otherwise, family life is wonderful. Because if you see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, how many people were sannyasis? Only very handful of people. Like Swarup Dhamadhar Goswami and few other Goswami. Well, rest of the people were all like grihasthas only. Grihastha, all the Sivananda Sen, all these other personalities, so many people were grihasthas also. So that is a responsibility is there. Grihasthas also can do things in the spiritual line. It is not a disqualification that being a grihastha, being a this or being that, is not a disqualification. Because of whatever desire we have, that can be used. Doubtail, Srila Prabhupada coined the word, doubtail the desire in the service of the Lord. Yes, I have a desire. And Srila Prabhupada wrote in one of the purports, he is saying, yes, even like Kardamamuni was such a great personality. He also, after performing tapasya, he said, hey, I want to beget a child. Not just ordinary child, I want to beget a child, a ray of Vishnu, or just a Lord only. So then Kapila Dev appeared. And then after begetting Kapila Dev, then also Kardamamuni, oh, now Kapila Dev has appeared, and let me stay here only. I can enjoy life with him. No, after Kapila Dev appeared, then he said, I am leaving home. So he sets an example, like even though the Supreme Lord comes into the house, still the person takes vanaprastha and goes away and go to the forest actually. So this is the Vedic system is like that only. Like it is very nicely exemplified when the Pandavas, when as soon as the Lord Krishna departed after finishing the pastime, Pandavas also were so much enthusiastic in doing everything. When Lord Krishna left, automatically all the enthusiasm went away. They were thinking, you know, what is the purpose of life? What is the use in living in this world? Now they also began their journey towards this. So like this, we have to understand, we have aim in life. The aim in life is how to the husband, wife, family cooperate together and achieve the desired success of Krishna Prema, Krishna Bhakti. If we can achieve that, then there is a meaning to that. And by doing that, by cooperating this way, the whole family gets the benefit actually. Not only one person, the whole family gets the benefit. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, supporting and with mutual understanding. It is needed. It is very much needed. If we do that, then the person who is doing, they get the benefit, and the person who is cooperating, we also get the benefit. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada ji.